Alright guys, today I'll be showing you how to do the zigzag. Someone requested it, so yeah. You're gonna probably need about, I'd say, 55 inches to 60 inches folded in half, or 30 inches if you want individual colors like I have here. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So let's get started. Alright, for this I'm using multicolors. Usually you'd use three colors and fold them in half so you have a loop to tie it on with. But since I want you to really see what I'm doing, I just used multiple colors. So no two strings are alike, so you don't get confused. Yeah, you're gonna need six strings. And basically, just make forward knots right now. So I'm sure you all know how to do that, so I'll just work right across. And I'll speed up the video, I guess, maybe. Because we need to make forward knots until we get to the purple. So yeah, here we go. Alright, we achieved purple. Now we need to do the orange. So same thing. Pick up the orange and work your way across. This is just a basic candy stripe, so you guys shouldn't have too much trouble with this. Alright, so that's three rows so far. And we have three more to go before we make it switch back. So, as you're all aware, you go take the first string and go over all of them, including the one that you just last used. And that's going to give you the candy stripe effect. So, I'm going to do the next three rows and speed up the video so you're not bored, and then I'll explain how to reverse it. Alright guys, we made all of our candy stripe forward knots all the way down to our purple. So basically, we're back in the same order we started in, with our red being our first string. So this is where people usually get confused. And I'm going to show you how to not be confused. So the normal candy stripe was forward knots. Now we need to start making backward knots. So if you're not already aware how to do a backward knot, forward knots are essentially forward fours, like that. Backward knots are just that, backward fours. So we're going to make the backward four, and we're going to pull our last string we're starting with. We're going to pull our last string through, and then make second four to complete our knot. And that's a backward knot up there now, okay? So basically what we need to do is exactly what we did up here, but in reverse now. So that was a backward knot. This is going to be a backward knot on the next string. Backward knot. So we're working in candy stripes still, but since we're going backwards, it's going to start pulling at this side, and it's going to start bowing it out, so it'll start giving an angled appearance. So, okay, that was our row of backward knots. And you could kind of see it's a point, but not really. You're going to need to do a few more rows for that to really take effect. So, again, we're working with backward fours, backward knots, all the way across. Alright, you can already see that point is causing the whole bracelet to shift now. So if you keep working in backward knots until you get to the red, then I can show you how to switch back to forward. So I'm going to speed up the video and make a few more backward knots. All right, as you can see, we've made our full row of backward knots, and it's made its first zig. Now I need to make the zag to that zig. So we're going to take the red one, which we just finished with, and we're just switching back to forward knots. So these are your forward four knots, and that's it. So just make your forward knots now. And I trust you know how to do these, as I've said, so I'm going to speed up the video so you can see how it comes out once I make forward knots all the way across with all of the colors. Alright guys, so we're back to the red now, so we need to finish up that row, and then that will be complete. So yeah, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so now you can see we have a zig, we have a zag, and if you wanted to, I guess instead of waiting until you got to the red again, you could actually, actually, wait a minute, I messed up, but that's okay, my next point. You could pretty much start this zigzag anywhere you wanted. If you wanted it to be purple again, you could have done and stopped the purple and then started backward knots with the purple. You could have stopped at the blue and did backward knots with the blue, and it just would be irregular. I thought I was doing something funny, but that's okay. But yeah, you could pretty much do anything you want with these bracelets. You just make forward knots for the length you want, then you make backward knots with the same string that you forward knotted with. Or I guess you could probably use the one underneath it if you made a forward backward. So that would be a forward four and then a backward four. And then you wouldn't have the irregular look of having two of the same. You'd actually have continuous stripes. So yeah, that was the zigzag tutorial. So hopefully you feel very much informed now and you go make one. Thanks guys, bye.